windy and warm. The big story as we head into the weekend, you're also going to be hearing about Arthur, which we've been talking about all week long, but no real changes on that system and its forecast track. And that's good news, I suppose, for Jacksonville in that we won't see any real adverse weather. But I say in a way because we won't get the much needed rainfall and we still get the wind and an ever escalating wildfire danger that I think is really quite serious today through the weekend. There's always a burn ban in Duval County. There's also one for Bradford County in northeastern Florida, but the rest of the area is dry, and we may see those burn bans pick up a little bit in the coming days. We do have some changes for the middle of next week in what looked to be a system that would just kind of scoot and skirt right by the area with maybe just an isolated shower midweek next week. Is looking like it comes down here a little bit further to the south and east and a little stronger, and it may give us a little better chance for rain the way it would appear by Monday night into Tuesday and possibly the middle of next week then into Wednesday too. So that may be a little bit of long-term help to at least some degree. But in the meantime, we're at one of the periods now that's the driest and highest wildfire danger that we've had all year long, which is not surprising. It's the peak of the wildfire season. Otherwise, it's pretty nice. Temperatures warm today, but not unseasonable. In fact, still a couple of degrees below average, reaching the low 80s, slightly lower at the beaches. The beaches still a high rip current risk that only gets worse as we go through the day today and into tomorrow. The best advice, quite honestly, is to stay out of the water. We know, however, that it's too tempting for many and most folks, so you're going to get swimmers and surfers. Make sure you have a buddy and as near a lifeguard as at all possible. And part of that big rip current risk is due to the tropical system or subtropical system developing over the next couple of days near the Bahamas and to the east of Florida. It's produced a lot of rain in the Keys, more than 5 inches of rain yesterday in Marathon. It was the wettest May Day on record, one of the wettest May Days on record, and a top 10 record day for total rainfall ever in Marathon. So it's been soaking far south Florida and the Keys. That system will head out over the Bahamas, over the West Atlantic. It will even spend a little time over the Gulf Stream. That's when it may try to go purely tropical. But either way, whether it's subtropical or tropical storm, it would get the name Arthur. The main impacts for Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, have not changed. It'll be quite windy through Saturday, a high to very high rip current risk, and that's really just about it. Well, there may be a few isolated showers moving in off the Atlantic today through tomorrow. It's not significant rain and will not be directly in association with whatever that becomes to our east, whether or not it is upgraded to Arthur, that storm system, which I think it probably will be. And that'll be the first name off the list then for the Atlantic hurricane season. Arthur would then continue to move a little bit north-northeast initially through the weekend, but then turn more northeast and away from the east coast of the United States as we get into the early part of the week. And then that should be it for the tropics for the most part for at least a week or so, if not longer. Of course, the official start of the hurricane season, not until June 1st. I have posted in the Burrish blog some information on this system as well. Our drying conditions, the lightning season that's fast approaching. You check it out in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com. So once again, in summary, as we head into the weekend, gusty winds, a high fire danger, and high to very high rip current risk at area beaches. Wind gusts today and tomorrow reach 30-plus miles per hour at our beaches, and gusts of 15 to 25 miles per hour will occur inland and along the St. Johns River. So there'll be plenty of wind. It will be mainly dry, with just an isolated brief shower or two, but no significant rainfall. And temperatures will be seasonably warm. The winds will start to decrease some on Sunday and especially by Monday as what is likely to become Arthur to the east of Florida moves on off to the north and east and moves away. Dangerous conditions at our beaches through Saturday will not improve much on Sunday, but it'll be slightly better. We'll also see the winds become more parallel to the coast on Sunday, and that means the surf will be a little cleaner and then much cleaner by Monday as the winds go offshore or out of the west, and that'll be better for surfers, and the overall conditions will also be safer by then. But boy, use some extra care at our beaches. Can't emphasize it enough over the next few days. And no burning, as we have that very high wildfire danger as well. Temperatures stay moderately warm in the low 80s today, mid-80s tomorrow, reaching the mid to upper 80s on Sunday. We'll start out the new work week quite hot, around 90 degrees on Monday. But I am tracking a storm system that brings perhaps a little better chance for at least some much-needed rain by Tuesday and the middle part of next week. Have a great and safe weekend. Continue to take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.